Deep red for the markets. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 1,100 points amid more inflation-driven concern about the economy.
This is inflation completely unmanageable, both for the company, big ones like Walmart and Target, the news we got yesterday and today, but also for the consumer.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti. The price of gas now tops $4 a gallon in all 50 states in the AAA average. The Biden administration taps the brakes on a disinformation governance board, putting the idea on hold and under review as the woman picked to lead the panel resigns.
This was a board that was supposed to be built for combating misinformation, but critics had accused Nina Jankowicz of extreme bias for some of her past political tweets. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was also facing repeated questions about what the board was actually going to be doing and if the administration was truly taking steps to police free speech.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. A Homeland Security spokesperson says false attacks have become a distraction. Former Secretary Michael Chertoff will help lead the review of the board. New York's Attorney General just announcing a probe of social media companies related to the mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket, drilling down on platforms used by the shooter to plan, promote, and stream the attack. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital reopens, resuming operations nearly 3 months after pulling diplomats out when Russia invaded, a war that may end up expanding NATO, both Finland and Sweden formally applying for membership in what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan calls a watershed moment.
Two nations with a long tradition of neutrality will be joining the world's most powerful defensive alliance, and they will bring with them strong capabilities and a proven track record as security partners.
Though approval is still needed from all 30 of NATO's existing members, including Turkey, which continues to express security concerns. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden getting a firsthand update on preps for hurricane season, visiting Joint Base Andrews for a briefing.
Storms are going to be more intense, and we're going to have shorter notice, as we saw last year with Hurricane Ida.
He urges people to heed warnings and guidance from local officials when a storm is approaching, also pledging to get more assistance to disadvantaged communities to help prepare. The U.S. back up to more than 90,000 COVID cases per day as the White House task force echoes the president's call for Congress to pass more COVID relief.
I want to make sure we have enough resources that we can buy enough vaccines for every American who wants one. I think that is absolutely critical. We do not have the resources to do that right now. So without additional funding from Congress, we will not be able to buy enough vaccines for every American who wants one.
Response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha also urging more people who test positive for COVID to find out if they're eligible for Pfizer's treatment, Paxlovid. COVID deaths are nearly 300 per day right now after topping 1 million in the U.S. A record is shattered in the art world.
A bitter breakup has spawned the most expensive art collection ever sold at auction. The trove from the divorce between Harry and Linda Maclow, which sold in two installments, pulling in $922 million with fees at Sotheby's, blowing past the previous total brought in by the Rockefeller estate in 2018. Part two of the couple's art treasures, which went under the hammer Monday night, included paintings by Mark Rothko and Andy Warhol, and sculptures by Pablo Picasso and Alberto Giacometti. A court order in 2018 mandated the sale of the artworks after the feuding couple couldn't agree on how to divide the artworks. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The previous record held by the Rockefeller Collection, selling for more than $835 million in 2018. The Dow down 1,167 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.